Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the latest episode of the Philly Mick and Hump Show. I am your host, the Philly Mick.
And I'm the Philly Hump.
Welcome, welcome to the Super Bowl Spectacular. As, well, I think we're going to talk a little football today.
We might talk a little football, yeah. Now, it is Super Bowl Sunday. Getting your pregame show started right.
Oh, and you lost your voice. Excuse All right.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Found it. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. It's crap in my throat. Yeah.
But yeah, so kickoff is a mere, 7 hours away, it's supposedly?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 7 hours away. You know it'll be more like 7.5 hours away. It'll be closer to 7 o'clock before they kick off, but kickoff is supposed to be around 6:30.
If not even later, so.
Yeah.
So, yes. But, yeah, I think we have a good matchup this year, which is always good. Although, granted, we kind of thought we were going to have a good matchup last year, and that didn't really work out so well.
Right. Right, but I do think this year that the same situation is not going to – you knew that if Seattle got rolling, there was a chance – now, I thought there was a chance either way that if Denver got rolling, they could get out of hand as well last year. But this year I just don't see a scenario where one offense is going to be able to dominate the other defense in that way. You know, that I just don't see a situation where this is going to go lopsided.
Yeah, I know. I think this is a – I don't see this not being a single-digit victory by one of the teams, close to the end kind of deal. So hopefully it's exciting and, a good defense versus, a good overall team will prove to be the better matchup than the super offense versus the super defense.
Right. I felt like going into last year, I thought it was going to be a good game, but yeah, I definitely could see scenarios where it could play out the other way if one of the offense started to turn the ball over, which Denver did, or a situation where maybe that defense just was overmatched by the offense. I didn't think that would be one of those things where it would be in between, where the offense would win some battles and the defense win some, but I felt like I just felt like Denver was probably going to – I thought it was going to be a better game last year, but
– yeah, I think we all did, so
– yeah.
Hopefully we'll get
one this year,
though.
I really think we are going to have a good game. Two top seeds.
I really think we are.
No, I'm – yeah. You know, the two top seeds and the teams that were playing the best going into the playoffs, and my God, doesn't it seem like the playoffs started 6 months ago?
Yeah, it really does.
Build up around it. Man.
I know. It seems forever since the Eagles took the field.
And we still got, 9 months before the Eagles take the field in a meaningful game again?
No.
No, 7 months. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean.
Yeah, sorry. I confused my math. Yeah, I forgot to carry the one.
I was going to say, it is the 1st of February. Beginning of August, things are going to happen, so.
Something before the regular season starts again. You've got 7 months, yeah.
Well, then, 7 months before the actual start of real games, then, yes. But it doesn't mean that there's not plenty of time for stuff in between. Start a free agency in a month, draft in, 3 months.
Yeah. And before we really get started, I just wanted to get, this being Sunday, February 1st, actually, my mother's birthday today. So, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Hump of Mom. I mean, Mom of Hump.
Mom of Hump.
Well, if you'd like to join into the show or simply, obviously, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people who just want to call in to wish your mom a happy birthday. If they want to stick around to, talk sports, that's certainly fine. Give a call at 347-989-0699. Join on in. You can also listen to us live directly from Blog Talk Radio, or even actually on Facebook now, as I have posted a link on my personal page and on the show page, the Philly Mick and Hump Facebook show page. You can actually just click play on the link there, and you'll be able to listen live. So who knows, maybe some people are actually doing that right now.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope some people are actually listening in on us, because otherwise we're just two people just talking on the phone.
Which sometimes, hey, that could be interesting too, maybe. I don't know what people's interests are.
Yeah,
they
would
be interested in hearing our phone conversations talking about sports.
I mean, that's kind of how this all started anyway, so.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, we do this all the time anyway. Let's do this on the radio.
Yeah, let's let people hear us talk sports.
Yeah.
Which, why don't we get into that, since, you know, we've spent enough time BSing, so to speak. Tonight, obviously Super Bowl, there's a lot of people who look forward to, the game, like me and you, but then there's a lot of people who just look forward to the atmosphere, the being at the parties and all the pomp and ceremony that go into a Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
The commercials. What's the biggest part for you? I mean, for me, obviously, it's the game. And
obviously,
it's
the game.
Yeah.
Even if it's, two teams that I really couldn't care less about, I mean, there's definitely been some Super Bowls over the years where I've just been like, I could not care less. Or
Patriots-Giants.
What was that?
Like the Patriots-Giants Super Bowl, those two?
Particularly
the second one. The first one, there was the interest of the undefeated season, but
sure,
that's
they turned
one
out to be pretty decent games.
Out.
But I would say that my the one that sticks out in my memory is the Ravens Giants Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, I remember you and I being
terrible.
At a Super Bowl party with no alcohol, and
well,
that
that didn't
brutal.
Help. that definitely didn't help. but yeah, that one always comes to mind as far as just terrible Super Bowls. But, I learned the hard way. I'm actually working tonight during the game.
Oh.
The one person at my job who is an avid fan of football, and I'm the one who has to end up working, other people, and I didn't want to waste kind of a call off a request off to, for a Super Bowl, but... other people did. People that probably couldn't even name two players on each team are requesting off to go to their Super Bowl parties, and let's just say I'm pretty bitter about it.
I can imagine. I know I would be.
Yeah, so I pretty much a big F you to all my coworkers.
Let me echo those sentiments. F you guys.
Yeah, so next year I guess I'll learn and then put in for the Super Bowl. And, I would have assumed that the people who create my schedules would understand. Hey, let's actually get the guy who likes football to watch the game. Not be working. So a big shout out to those guys.
You'd be following it, I assume, on your phone, or will there be a spot where the game would be?
Luckily I'm working at the bar,
so
there
will
be TVs there. So I'm not going to lie, I really feel bad for anyone who comes up to order food, so I'm pretty much just going to be like, watching the game.
You might get your food at some point.
help yourself, maybe. Just go in the
back. Come on back.
Throw some
you
wigs.
Make your own food. And,
Throw some wigs in. Yeah, do what you got to do.
Yeah,
the
do it up
yard.
For yourself. Yeah.
And, of course, my managers happen to be listening, I am joking, of course.
Oh, of course.
Wink.
Nah. I mean, we know you'll do your job, but you may not like it.
I was going to say, I definitely won't like it. But anyway, enough of my crying of not being able to watch the game completely. I will say, you know, this is, you know, what's another exciting thing is this is the, you know, the second this game's over, it's the start of the off season.
Absolutely.
And obviously for Eagles fans, we've been waiting, over a month now to get this off season started, and we've had a month of nothing but rumors and, you know, hearsay and this, that, and the other, and you know, we're ready for it to all start and see what happens and who's going to be available free agency wise and you know what.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing who, you know, who's going to re-sign, who's going to be allowed to test the market.
Right, you know, franchise tags and
sure,
all,
I mean, yeah,
all that fun stuff. I mean, there's definitely some high profile players that are eligible to be free agents. You know, we'll see if those teams want to spend the money to franchise. You know, usually, honestly, usually the, you know, franchise players are kind of not high profile positions.
Right, because you don't want to get stuck paying a guy like, you know, some huge number. Want to franchise a quarterback. You wouldn't want to franchise a wide receiver.
And that's the thing. You have two wide receivers that are coming into free agency in Demaryius Thomas and Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant, yeah.
Who, you know, if you're going to franchise them, you're paying them, what, $15, $16
million. Yeah, and if you're going to do that, then just
for just 1 year.
Yeah.
Well, right, exactly. You obviously try to avoid that and sign up to long term, but you know, some teams might not be able to do that, i.e. the Dallas Cowboys, who also have DeMarco Murray, who just won Offensive Player of the Year. You have limited money, you have two superstars.
If the Cowboys were to franchise DeMarco Murray.
It would
still be a huge number, but.
Yeah, but it would probably be more in the range of like $10 million rather than $15, $16.
Right.
And, you know, that's when you don't have much money, that is huge.
Yeah, sure. I mean, any way you can find to save yourself some money, if you're the Dallas Cowboys right now, you have to do it.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe they'll find a way to re-sign them both, but they're going to have to cut some weight.
They have to restructure
other places.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, certainly. That would probably help. You know, and as far as the Eagles are concerned, I mean, we don't, the really only person I think that is important to get re-signed is Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah.
Other than
everybody
that,
else.
Really...
I mean, even if you, like, we went through the list last week of guys who would say, yeah, sure, we can keep them, but, you know, Jeremy Macklin's the important one that you have to find to keep. The other ones, if you happen to cut bait or you happen to find a way to keep them, like with the exception of Bradley Fletcher, he's probably the only one that I would say no, under no circumstances, even for the league minimum, do not bring him back.
Yeah.
But
no.
Everybody else, it's like, all right, if you want to sell me and you can bring him back at a really cap-friendly deal, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, kind of like the Nate Allen, let's hope to God you're not going to be our starter deal.
Right.
So,
if you sign him for some cap-friendly deal, he's a backup safety and plays special teams. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, as of right now, it looks like the Eagles have, let's see, according to the overthecap.com website, which bases their salary cap on a $140 million cap, which obviously has not been determined just yet.
Right.
But it looks like Eagles are just shy of $19 million for the cap.
Wow. That's a lot of cap room.
Yeah, and that's not, you know, that's not including. Well, luckily, you know, they don't have too much dead money, which is always very important. But
well, hey, that's why the Caps, Howie Rosen's biggest strength.
Sure. So, and that's not including, you know, possibly restructuring a couple of people, cutting a couple of people. I would be livid if they kept James Casey at $4 million
yeah.
a pop when we could just release that money.
And have another
$4 million.
Yeah.
Right. So that right there brings you up to 23. You can restructure, you know, say if you don't end up signing Brandon Graham, yeah, you're keeping Trent Cole, but you want to restructure him. Hopefully that saves you $2 to $3 million, you know, and that drops you right up to 25, 26. You know, there's possibly D'Amico Ryan restructuring, hopefully save a couple mil. Yeah, it brings you up to like 28. Shady, you could always try to restructure, at least extend. Although he has come out and said he does not want to take a pay cut, but he will be.
Well, that could be posturing, too.
Well, true, but he said he would, you know, he would be fine with restructuring, just not taking a pay cut.
Deferring the money, yeah.
Yeah, so that, again, could save you another couple of mil, and with a couple other cuts here and there. Eagles could be looking at 30, 35 million under the cap, if all said and done, which would be pretty good. I'll take that.
Yeah. If you're 35 million under the cap, basically it's okay. Let's choose a couple like big guys, no matter what their price tag is, we can go get them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's where you can afford to say, okay, Maxwell, McCourty, come on down.
Yeah, no, I think I think McCourty would be phenomenal. I'll gladly take Vernon Maxwell. And you know what? If we end up not going the whole Mariota thing in the first round, draft a corner as well.
I'd be happy with that.
That way, you know, you're sitting there. You have another, well, I guess another year. Another year of
Nick Foles,
of obviously of Nick Foles, but of Kerry Williams. I think he only has one more year after this.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have it here. Kerry Williams. Da 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 da. Yeah, da 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 da. Yeah, it looks like only one more year.
But it's done. Kerry Williams, woohoo!
Yeah, that'd be great. Unfortunately, there's no way to cut Riley Cooper, as I think I've mentioned before.
Yeah.
Without taking the hit, it would cost you money to cut him.
Which I mean, you just can't do that. He's not a bad player. He's just not, you know, he's just not good. I mean, he's not good.
He's just not good.
Well, there are some things he does well. Everybody talks about how great a blocker he is, and that's spectacular. But you got to be able to catch the football.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get open enough. He doesn't catch the ball enough to be a starting receiver. Now, if you want to use him in some packages, now, granted, when you bring him out there, if he's not a starter, every team's going to right away think, okay, they're running the football.
Yeah.
But you could use that as like a decoy situation where you play action off of that, and maybe you can get some matchups for him. So, you know, they're going to have to find ways of effectively using him, but still incorporating more. You know, Jordan Matthews has got to be a starter now with Macklin. If you do get a receiver in the first or second round this year, which I could certainly see if they were to go and get Maxwell and McCourty and then say, okay, so we have those guys, and we're going to go, you know, in the first two rounds, we're going to get, you know, say a corner and a receiver.
Yeah.
You know, incorporate that guy into the offense. So, you know, you're still going to have to use Cooper a lot, but in my mind, Jordan Matthews is going to have to be the starter with Macklin.
Absolutely. So, you know, I was just looking again at all these Caps numbers. So, Riley Cooper's cap number is $4.8 million for somebody who's just terrible. That literally pisses me off. Cutting him would, again, cost us money. Now, the one thing I will say is Trent Cole is scheduled to be making $11.625 million against the cap this year. Cutting
him
would save
us. He's going to have to restructure.
Cutting him would save us almost $8.5 million.
Well, I mean, and that's why a lot of people think that Trent Cole will be cut.
I mean, it's certainly possible. Again, we could say let's sign Brandon Graham to a nice healthy deal.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon Graham right now is making 1.7, so why not say, hey, we'll give you $4 million a year. He'd be pretty happy with that.
Sure. I imagine he would be.
Yeah, so you do that, you cut Cole, that's $8 million, you're spending $4 million, you just saved yourself $4 million, and nothing's really changed.
Yeah, nothing's really changed, yeah.
You know,
you've got a younger version of Trent Cole there, and you saved yourself $4 million.
Exactly.
See, and those are the types of moves that the Eagles have to be trying to make. And you know that they're having these discussions behind closed doors.
I'm sure.
Chip's having the discussion with probably himself, but
yeah. Now, I will say Kerry Williams would save $6.5 million to cut him. D'Amico would be $6.9 million if we cut him. Yeah, good old James Casey for...
No, you got to cut James Casey. Yeah, that's just...
I mean, yeah,
I would imagine
that
would be one of
can.
The first moves they make in the offseason.
I would hope so. I mean, I really would.
I mean, what does he do that Trey Burton can't do and do better at a cheaper price?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So, yeah, I mean, like you said, Casey going, Trent Cole either restructuring or being cut, and then maybe start re-signing Brandon Graham. And these are some of the moves the Eagles are going to have to make. Like we said, they're already talking about that. It's going to be an interesting few months before we get, as we get closer to the draft and things become clear as far as what the Eagles' needs will be.
Yeah.
And then, their philosophy, at least what they said, is that they want to take best player available. Now, if they didn't do that last year with Marcus Smith, you're not going to get
best player
available.
I think we all could admit that they had hopes in getting a certain player, and they panicked. Oh, hey, we actually have a call on the line. I'm not sure how long this guy has been holding. I apologize for that, but let's go ahead and bring this person on in. I do recognize the number. hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Brad all the way from British Columbia.
Oh,
how you doing, Brad?
Brad from British Columbia. Can't deny that British Columbia and area code.
Yeah, it's a good area code. Listen, you were talking about Riley Cooper, and that got me thinking. The Patriots have a $15 million option they got to pay if they want to keep Gronkowski. Otherwise, he's a free agent. Do you think the Eagles would use that cap money on him? And second question, this partly goes back to Riley Cooper. If they did sign him, is there any white male under the age of 30 in the Philadelphia area who would not immediately buy a Gronkowski jersey?
depending on the disposable income, I imagine a lot of people would be, a lot of those males under 30 would be making the Gronkowski jersey purchase.
Because I think it's very important that we keep the low IQ white meathead position filled on our team at all times. I feel that he is a preferable option to Riley in that department.
Well, yeah, he's definitely a lot more talented, which is certainly helpful.
Yeah, he's preferable to Riley Cooper in every department.
Pretty much. Now we don't know for sure if Gronk is racist like Riley Cooper.
I don't think Gronkowski can even spell racist.
Probably not. But
I'm not sure if Riley Cooper can either. But
that said, he is without a doubt my favorite non-Denard Robinson player in the NFL, and would instantly increase the entertainment factor on this team by a factor of about 20.
I'd be all in favor for getting Gronk, and saying bye bye to Brent Celek, having a nice Gronk and Ertz 1-2 punch.
Now here's another question for you: if Gronkowski comes to Philadelphia, can he keep number 87, or are they going to retire for Todd Taysom?
And Celek had to ask Pinkston.
Of course.
I think it'll be the same thing. I think they'll have to go to Pinkston and say, you know, Miss Pinkston, can we get the number 87? Use that 87 there.
And if Pinkston says no, do you think Gronkowski could spike him? Do you think he's gained any weight since his playing days?
I think Gronkowski
would spike him, and Pinkston's excuse of why he got spiked, say the lights were too bright.
And if it came down to an IQ contest, who do you like it between Gronkowski and Pinkston?
I'm just going to say Gronk.
Why do you feel that way? I'm really curious to know why you feel that way.
Because white is right.
Good. That brought me back. That brings me back to Riley Cooper. All right, guys. I'm going to go. I just wanted to have some fun with that. I'll see you later.
Thanks a lot, Brad,
from British Columbia. International calling.
I know. You figure he wouldn't be on long because those the international long distance.
Oh my God! He is, man. Those Canadian dollars are through the roof. Per minute.
The international calling. You know, it's cell phone services will get you on that.
Absolutely, every time. He does make a good point. You kind of don't even think that, you know, Gronk would be available, because
right.
I would assume that they're going to pay that, but
I would assume you never know.
I'm certainly not saying he's, you know, coming here or nothing, but oh, sure. I think we all would love that.
And again, you know, a lot of people compare the Eagles offense to, you know, what the Patriots put together, sort of mimicking the Oregon offense. And the Patriots love their multiple tight end packages, especially when they had Gronk and the killer, Aaron Hernandez. And so, I mean, if the Eagles could put together a tight end, you know, 1-2 punch like that with Gronkowski and Ertz, hey, that would be quite a step up, and that would be giving Nick Foles the weapons he needs to be successful.
I'm trying to look up Gronkowski's deal here. I thought he signed a deal in 2011 or 12. For like a six-year deal. I don't see anything about him having like a option to be picked up or whatever. But well, we have about 30 seconds live. If you want to call in now. We'll immediately bring you on. 347-989-0699. But other than that, We got running out of time. We'll see you in the podcast. So for the Philly Mick.
I'm the Philly Home.
Thanks for listening, Philadelphia. See you in the podcast. All right, and we are officially on live. Yeah, of course, if you ever need to find us, you can find us on iTunes. We are all over Facebook at our group pages, the Philly Mick and Hub Show. We're on Twitter, the_Philly_Mick and the_Philly_Hump. Check us out there. You can email the show at the Philly Mick and Hump Show at gmail.com. I already said iTunes. You can always find our episodes, all of our episodes, on iTunes and on blogtalkradio.com. So, yeah, do that and stuff. Let's see.
Yeah. So, Super Bowl Sunday, we've discussed some of the Eagles' potential off-season moves, and including a meathead challenge between Riley Cooper and Ron Gronkowski.
Right. Which I'm still looking to see what the deal is with that. But anyway.
But I'm
going to
ask, since it is the Super Bowl, and we lightly talked about this
subject
last week. Yeah, I guess we should talk about this some.
Should we? Should we
Who
talk
you got
about?
Today? Who you got today?
It's tough because it's hard to root for, you know, it's funny, some people are different. Some people are, you know, you got to root for your own conference, yada, yada, yada. There's some weird people out there that, you know, even think, you should root for your own state, you know, should another team fall in your own state.
Oh, no, Steelers were in there. There's no way I'd be rooting for the Steelers.
All right. But I'm also still very, 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 very bitter over 2004.
And which, by the way, next week will mark the 10-year anniversary of the Eagles-Patriots when the Eagles got screwed out of their Super Bowl by New England's cheating.
Yeah. No, I remember the moment that the game, I remember the moment the game was over. I was going to say last night I celebrated 10 years with my wife since we first started dating. And, I remember we had a Super Bowl party at the house in King of Prussia when I was living with Brad from British Columbia.
New Jersey.
And I want to say Steve wasn't there because I'm sure he was probably shredding.
I'm sure he had shred. Yeah.
But I remember
if my work ever tried to make me miss an Eagles Super Bowl, I'd be looking for a new job.
He may have been there. I don't know. I might have been drunk. Okay. So, but I do remember, Brad from British Columbia sitting there with me, and there was a whole bunch of people from his work there, and I think my wife had literally stopped by, and it was, you know, obviously a week into us officially dating.
Yeah.
And I think she had come over after the game.
I think I know where the story's going. Yeah, I think I've heard this one. But yeah, keep going for the listeners.
And I remember the moment where the game ended, and I just remember Brad's face and just the look of horribleness and disappointment. I was kind of more in shock than anything. I'm pretty sure I ran outside and smoked like 8 cigarettes in a row. And after the initial shock, Brad just kind of sat on the couch. He was supposed to take one of his coworkers home, which I ended up doing because he wasn't moving from the couch.
Sounds like Brad.
And then my wife had come over, and you know she doesn't really get it.
Right.
Yeah, she's learned over the years. Definitely, she's starting to come around. But at that time, she was so innocent and you know very nice and you know went up to Brad and said, "Oh, is everything okay?" And, you know, And I was like, oh crap. He just looks up at her.
He's
is
got
everything okay?
On.
No, nothing is okay. It's just screamed at her. she was definitely afraid that night. She's like, what did I do? I was like, Amy, you know the Eagles team that we all root for? Yeah, they just broke our hearts tonight. So, let's let him deal with it in his own way.
Let him simmer a little.
Yeah, everybody deals with it in his own way. It probably wasn't until a week later where I finally, I probably blew up on somebody. Kind of in a similar fashion, but that was something I'll definitely remember. Seeing Brad's face and then him yelling at Amy, nothing's okay.
Nothing's okay. That is classic Brad.
yeah, it really is. Classic Brad. Gotta love it. Then he had to go and move to British Columbia.
Yes, seriously. Well, I think that's where he's from originally, though, British Columbia. And then he moved here for a while and then back home.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Still. Yeah, moved here, became a diehard Eagles fan, and,
Yeah, still loves
Great
his,
North.
Yeah, still loves his hockey, though.
Oh, yeah, well, obviously. Particularly the Hershey Bears. He has some kind of thing for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it's weird with Hershey Bears. Not sure why, but,
Yeah, I attended quite a few Hershey Bears Philadelphia Phantoms games with Brad.
Yeah, definitely remember some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I'm pretty sure I was supposed to say who I got this
Yeah,
game.
I was trying to get your pick for tonight, and we went into that story.
Sorry, we had a little bit of a detour. In summation, I hate to have to root for a team in my own conference.
Sure.
And I also have to hate to root for a team that broke my heart 10 years ago. I will be rooting for a great game. Who do I think is going to win, though?
Yes.
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Okay.
But I will not be rooting for that to happen. In fact, I probably will be rooting against that because I do know that tonight, while I am working during the Super Bowl, there are about 3 or 4 guests in our hotel that are from the Boston area and that are going to be watching the game on the big screen down the lobby.
Oh, you've got to be rooting for Seattle,
So, I will definitely be rooting against them.
Naturally.
Just to be, my special brand of a-hole. So.
Well, yeah. I've been going back and forth, and I think the reason why I'm going to make this pick, Greeny picked Seattle, and he is the kiss of death. So. I'm going to go with New England as well.
Oh, all right.
And we'll see which one of us, either me or Greenberg, which one of us has the stronger kiss of death.
Yeah, that's true. You, I will say, not so much anymore for you. Although you haven't been really out there like you were back in the day. You had a hell of a run.
Yeah, I certainly did. Oh.
Just
people
touch,
that I
was.
Talked to at work, when I used to work at, that home improvement store.
That orange.
Yeah. People there, they would get they would talk sports with me, and they knew I knew what I was talking about, and then they'd ask me for my picks, and they would always be wrong. Without fail. In fact, one guy, there was a pool that they had at the bar across the street. He almost won the whole pool just picking against my picks. In every playoff game.
That is a smart man.
Yeah,
that is
he
a
would
smart
be,
man.
He would come to me before each game and say, Eric, who do you like in this game? I would tell him who I liked. He'd go pick the other team.
Yeah.
And he came really close to winning the whole thing, he said. In fact, I,
it was
the year of the Harbaugh Bowl. And he came in and he said, man, he's like, you were right about Baltimore, wrong about Atlanta. He's like, if you had been wrong about them both, if it had been New England and San Francisco, I would have won the whole thing. Like,
oh.
Oh,
God.
Well, yeah.
that just shows you, always bet against Eric.
And you'll probably win.
Yes. Yes, you will. Every time.
You might want to do our sign-off because I know we're about to get cut off.
Oh, whatever.
Minutes,
that blog talk lady can suck a goat.
Cut you off? She's going to.
She absolutely will be cutting me off. And I'm all right with that.
Okay.
She's got to do her job. I got to do mine, you know?
Hey, I hear you. yeah, we've
terrific.
Got jobs to do. Yours is to be cut off. Hers is doing the cutting off.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it works. And
that
I
we
am
know our
okay.
own relationship.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I was going to say, we do still have a couple of minutes, so we can push
I'll
the envelope.
I'll say, though, that I will also be rooting for a good game tonight. More than who wins, I just want to see a good, enjoyable game, something that I'll be happy to be sitting there in the fourth quarter watching, not just be sitting there thinking, man, when is this crap going to be over so we can start looking forward to next season? And
yeah.
Because I always hate that sitting there, especially the last game of the year, just hoping for it to be over, and it's like you're sitting there. It's like, man, after this, I don't have another real football Sunday till September. And
yeah. Yeah.
And either way, there's something significant that's going to happen tonight. Either the Patriots are going to win their fourth Super Bowl, and you know that is going to be significant. So.
Oh well, yeah.
Or
Brady will join, you know, Bradshaw
Montana. Right.
The only quarterbacks to win four. Belichick will, he'll pretty much go down as the greatest coach. Brady, same as the greatest quarterback.
There will be plenty of arguments that Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Now,
yeah.
I still won't agree with that, but, you could then at least have him in the discussion. If Seattle wins, they win back-to-back championships, and with how young that team is and how deep they are, even though they're going to suffer some losses in the offseason because they're going to have to re-sign Russell Wilson to a huge deal, there's a good chance that if they win tonight, you could be looking at Seattle being the first team to ever three-peat. So we have it's a whole offseason of looking at the possibility of something very historic.
Sure.
Because that even with the losses they're going to incur in free agency, they're going to be among the favorites next year going into the season. Even if they lose tonight, they're going to be one of the favorites going into the next season. But that would be very historic then if we get so lined up to where Seattle has a chance to win three straight Super Bowls. So either way, we're going to see something historic tonight. I hope everybody gets a chance to enjoy it. I know you won't be watching as closely as you'd like, but hopefully you'll still find a way to enjoy, the night.
Well, I mean, we are, we're about 20% full. So, it's not going to be too busy.
So you should be able to watch a good portion of it. And if
right,
the Patriots were to lose, you could be sitting there and taunting those New England fans.
Absolutely.
So that'll be fun.
But I will say we're about to get cut off, so thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for calling in, Brad. We appreciate that. Everyone, check us out on iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else you can think of. We're everywhere, so check us out.
Yeah, we're literally watching you right now.
Yes, we absolutely are. We will see you next week at 11. Hopefully we won't have technical difficulties. So we'll see you next Sunday at 11. We'll recap the Super Bowl, talk obviously more off-season, and any other crazy thing that may have happened in the last week. So I'm signing off. So for the Philly Mick.
I'm the Philly Hump.
Thanks for listening, Philadelphia. Take that, Blog Talk Lady.